Let's go now to Kashmir. It's a valley high in the Himalayas that's been the subject of conflict for generations, just as it is now. The region is split between India and Pakistan. Separatists are fighting for independence. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers are stationed there. But most winters, when the valley fills with snow, the fighting subsides and the area becomes a winter playground. Here's NPR's Lauren Frayer.
A helicopter takes off near military barracks in one of the world's longest-running conflict zones. Artillery often rings out across these peaks.
It sounds like blasts and hotels. We need to get defense clear.
Okay, copy.
But Billa Bakshi's helicopter is not part of the conflict.
My name is Billa Majid Bakshi, and I run Kashmir Heli Scheme. We have clients from different parts of the world. We take people to 4,500 meters, and they enjoy it.
You heard that right. He choppers skiers more than 14,000 feet up into the Himalayas in Indian-administered Kashmir. Jimmy Hams from Toronto is snowboarding within view of Pakistani troops on the disputed border.
I think it's fantastic. I just wish we could get over to their mountain ranges and shred with them, too. Look, nothing brings peace like a little bit of snow. And everybody's been magical here, like, really. Like, it is magic.
The powder this high up may be magical, but it also avalanches a whole lot.
When I arrived here in 2007, 2008, we had none of the tools to deal with the problem.
Brian Newman, originally from Colorado, is the snow safety officer for Gulmarg, a Kashmiri government-run ski resort with two giant gondola lifts. He got explosives from the Indian military to blast off excess snow. He imposed rules requiring skiers to carry avalanche beacons, shovels, and probes, and he learned the Kashmiri language.
How do you say, like, the conditions are epic today?
Epic conditions draw a small but devoted group of foreign ski bums. But as India's middle class grows, domestic tourists are now coming. Nikita Kapoor is from tropical Kolkata, where it never snows.
It's almost like a different world. You sort of like you cocoon in this little space between the sky and the snow. And I'm learning how to snowboard for the first time, so it's really exciting.
Tourism brings much-needed revenue to Kashmir, home to a decades-long separatist insurgency. There are violent protests. Authorities respond with curfews. Unemployment is triple that of the rest of India.
So what kind of jobs are there here?
Nothing. You know, the guys who are going with the stones outside in the valley, they are well-educated guys. They are busy in militancy and all.
Because there's no other opportunities?
Yeah, so sad.
That's my ski guide, Altaf Kande. For him, becoming an expert skier was an economic decision. Working 2 months at Gulmarg, he can support 7 members of his family all year.
Hello.
Young men huddle around a wood stove in a mountain hut listening to Indian pop music. Raja Wasim Khan was 15 when his father moved the family to the mountains.
He was a terrorist. He fought for Kashmir. 5-6 years he went to jail. Then he started a new life and he teach us snowboarding.
Raja says his father, a renowned Kashmiri militant known as the Tiger, wanted him and his brother to pour their energy into snowboarding rather than violence.
Sometimes if I'm so angry, I have to take my snowboard on my shoulder and go for a ride, making myself relax. Like when you put your strips on and go for like powder run, it makes you like you are flying. You didn't think anything, I mean, just flying in the air.
Flying in the air, skimming through snow, distracted from Kashmir's conflict, if only for 2 months a year. Lauren Frayer, NPR News in Gulmarg, Kashmir.